plugged in, bitch.
Sorry, we have some technical difficulties.
Yeah. We plugged in.
Yeah, niggas was trying to. We got started a little bit late, but it's all good. Yeah, it's a blessing. Yeah. Ain't it a blessing? It's though. A blessing. Damn. First, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties. If anybody was tapping in with us from the beginning of the night, yeah. This is episode 4 of the Plugged In podcast. It's your boy KTG. Some people know me as Michael DeWayne. Shout out to my guy Logan.
What up?
I'm plugged in, bitch.
And on today's episode, you know, we're just going to touch up on a few topics that we came across. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and start it off. I didn't even read this whole article, bro, but apparently some dude that is, like, anti-LGBT, this politician, dude got caught with a man. Apparently, dude got caught having sex in his office with another man. So he didn't step down. And this is in Ohio.
No, I didn't hear that one. You know what I'm saying? No, so he got caught. You know what I mean? In that situation, right? And now he felt that heat.
He was Wes Goodman.
So he was married.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Wes Goodman. Yes. Republican. Got caught with a man, anti-LGBT.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Get out of here, man. That's crazy, man. No, I did not hear about that, man. I really didn't. Not that one, man.
Yeah, I actually posted it on the page earlier today when I seen it. And I was like, yeah, we're going on this tonight. But, hold on. Bro, he's married to a woman.
Yeah, that's why he retired.
He's married to a woman. But look, he's married to a woman who is assistant director of an annual anti-abortion rally known as March for Life.
Yeah, he tripping.
That's who he's married to. He tripping.
Really tripping.
Now, I was looking up this other shit about the banks.
Oh, yeah, about the loans. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Like, I could see that, though. I could see how that would happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
because they don't want motherfuckers to be successful.
A lot of people out here because niggas got addictions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not just black people, but white people, too. Right. You know what I'm saying? But, so, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so, damn, man, is that what they going through?
Yeah. I mean, but we know for years it's been like that, you know what I mean, as far as those situations, you know what I mean? And it's now at this time with the way things are, a lot of things are coming out, which we already knew though. You know what I mean? Now it's just out there for everybody to see. You know what I mean? And now what the next move is going to be. And, I don't know, man. Like, my grandpa, man, he used to keep money, man, like cash. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I heard stories. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go back to them days, man. When motherfuckers actually just had, I mean, I know it may not be worth nothing now, at one time, but to have my shit in banks and shit like that, man, I got to put something up. You know what I mean? Just in case. Man, you never know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Because you never know. She can go crazy. And all that shit you got in there or
invest in, ain't got
no assets, ain't no jewelry or nothing. Or something. And that motherfucker fold. You feel me?
Man.
Respect, bro. Respect. Oh. Yeah. You feel me? So, yeah. I don't know.
Well, shit, what you got? You ain't got nothing we can talk about?
Man, what for real, man, the last couple of days ain't really nothing been popping, bro. Like, and I've been watching. It's the same stuff. And the Oscars is what really, Oscars and the Emmys and all that, whatever that shit is that just happened. I've been on the internet, man, for all week, bro. They been talking about all the dresses and most expensive dress. It's been some real bullshit on the internet, bro.
Yeah.
All week.
I ain't really heard nothing too crazy on the internet.
I did want to touch up on that teacher though.
In Florida, the lady.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out because I heard two different things. I'm trying to figure out if it's the same lady. Because I heard about some 25-year-old running a podcast. You know what I'm talking about?
Say it again.
I heard about a 25-year-old teacher in Florida who ran an unapologetic, like, racist podcast. Like, she was a middle school teacher during the day. Mm-hmm. But at night, she was, she ran a podcast like we do. I mean, hers was obviously more into it. We still in the beginning, right. But, you know, she was running, like, a podcast that basically she was talking about shit that people didn't want to, you know, that people are too scared to talk about.
Right. No, I see that. No, we talking about the same. I don't know how old she was, but I think we talking about the same person for sure. No, I mean, yeah.
So she's the same one that ran out of the classroom?
I don't know if she ran out of the class. I ain't heard about that one. It was one that ran out of the classroom.
That's what I'm saying. There was another teacher. I mean, I don't know if it's the same one or another one, but apparently a teacher ran out of the classroom that was at that Florida thing. And
about the lady running, no, that's crazy. I just heard about only thing I heard about it was just that lady in Florida who was a teacher. And then the first thing I heard, you know, was the teacher ran the podcast, but the next one that she was removed from the class.
Yeah,
but they did remove her, though, you know what I mean? But they got her up out of there.
I plugged in, bitch.
Was good, baby. Shout out to
you. Report. I mean, that win game, that good news. The boy Rick Ross has went home. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen next. The boy didn't went home, so we're gonna see. You know, 50 guys.
Yeah,
I don't know what's gonna be next. The next move. Y'all think he gonna bite back at him, or what you gonna think? 50 gonna be petty? He gonna let it rock, or he gonna say something? What you think?
50, we already know what 50 gonna do.
I mean, Rick Ross, my bad. Yeah, what you think Rick Ross gonna do?
Rick Ross, if he's smart, he ain't gonna do shit, but just say free me and keep getting a bag. Like, right now, he could probably get a bag. Of course he can get a bag, but right now,
he can really get it, yeah.
He don't really need to indulge in none of that. The nigga probably got high blood pressure. The nigga probably ain't even really doing all that. He probably really... How true do we even know about his whole situation?
We just heard what they said. What yeah, saying? Yeah.
Because I've been hearing rumors that the shit was, you know what I mean? Like, that he was never on life support for real. But I don't know. But if I'm him, I'm not about to give that nigga 50 any attention.
No.
Because like we said the last time, bro, like, Rick Ross is here. His name is solidified in the game.
Regardless.
He's not Ja Rule.
Yeah.
He's not Ja Rule.
You never knock him off like that.
He's Ross. Yeah. Like, to me, Ross is really nice on the mic. He's not like, I mean, he's probably like a top 25 favorite rapper for me.
Right.
He's not above 50, but still.
He's still got
what's up, my nigga? What's up, my nigga Carl, man? What's poppin'?
I'm plugged in.
I'm plugged in,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, we live, fam. We just tapping in. You know, this is the Plugged In podcast, episode 4 of many and of many mo.
Many mo. Hey man, on some daily what the fuck news. Did y'all catch that one boy on Facebook or whatever? I don't know if y'all seen the video. No, I don't like promoting violence. But this story right here moved me. The reason I say that is this little boy this teenager got jumped. You feel me? They got it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going to guns, the reason why I respect him is because instead of going to guns, he chased each one of these niggas one by one, fought them, man up, beat their motherfucking ass. So
I seen that. Pictures of niggas was running up on niggas one by one.
Yeah,
and shit.
He beat the brakes off them niggas, man. Hey, I give it to him, though. You know what I mean? Like, I watched that shit, like, and I don't even
know. That was real.
Yeah. He didn't go get no guns. That nigga went, and he knocked on one nigga's door. That's what caught me. I'm like, damn. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't actually see it. I just seen like pictures and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I watched it. You know what I mean? So.
But. Yeah. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Bobby Leach. Shout out to Cash and Euros.
I'm plugged. Tap in, man. And like I said, we just getting started, man. So, you know, rock with us, man. But as far as up-to-date business and news, man. I had the list. You asked me last time what I've been listening to. I've been listening to that Shawty Boy. You put me up on him a while back.
Who's that?
Shawty Boy.
Oh, yeah. Shawty Boy is dope as fuck. What was you listening to?
Gritting for Dummies. That's the one I've been stuck on, man, for real.
Yeah.
That's the one I've been
get up on him on Instagram. That nigga be dropping crazy.
Yeah. I mean, my phone about to die in your ass.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, we're going to have to wrap this bitch up. We might come back. We may not. Those who tuned in, stay plugged in.